This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
If a stranger offered you money to keep a suitcase in your spare room, would you accept? How about the other way round? If you had too many belongings, would you consider trusting someone you met online with their safekeeping? Anthony Payne believed enough of us would answer yes to these questions to launch his own startup, Stashby. His business links people with space to those who need it. And it's just one player in the booming sharing economy, an industry that relies on people renting out things like their beds, bikes, and even parking spaces. Airbnb, a company valued at 200 billion RMB, provides a platform for those renting property short-term. DogVacay pairs holiday-making pet owners with pet-friendly hosts and aims to be profitable by 2017. All their business models revolve around one simple word, trust. So how does Stashby measure up? BBC journalist Dougal Shaw decided to try it out for himself. He had some odds and ends to store while renovating his house and met a host through the site who could keep them for 475 RMB for 2 months, all relatively smooth and painless. Heavyweights in the traditional storage industry, such as Big Yellow and Access, aren't convinced. A representative from Access told Shaw he was sceptical about storing with amateurs. He cited 24/7 access to the items and better security as the main advantages of his service. Cost-wise, it would set you back an extra 160 RMB to store with them. Stashby agree that tackling security concerns is important, but say business success depends more on people overcoming a distrust of strangers we've been taught since childhood. They aren't alone. Companies such as Costockage, Roost and Spacer all run similar storage businesses and are all banking on a shift in consumer attitudes. And the concept of social storage doesn't stop there. City Stasher believe there's a gap in the market for those who want to store things for extremely short periods of time. For example, if you have 3 hours to kill in a city before your train leaves, what do you do with your suitcase? City Stasher hope you will choose to leave it at a local newsagent, found through their website, of course, rather than in the station's pricier left luggage office. Would you try it out? It's a question of trust.
Takeaway English
from bbclearningenglish.com.